What's going on, geeks, otakus, weebs, nerds, he, she, they, and them, whatever your nouns or your pronouns might be. I want to welcome you to the one and only podcast where you can geek out with DJ and Trip.
Shangri-La Frontier.
Yep, same thing. Shangri-La Frontier. But it's
really a certain person's MMO. They do it right. They do it right.
Yes. I love that one. Can we just talk about a certain dude's life in a VR MMO? That shit is feel good anime, dog.
That shit's perfect.
It is.
It's realistic. You know what I'm saying? Like,
y'all.
And it's something that you can digest. You can watch that for eons and eons.
Mm-hmm.
And I just love how it shows, him getting off the game, going back to work, and then getting home for a couple hours. Like, I like that.
It's so relatable. That's what brings you in. It's like, damn. Yeah, I do be coming home, going to get a game. You know, it's an event. I'm gonna be a part of that event. But my boy, he slick is OP though.
Mm-hmm. Great thing is, those are all the skills I would pick.
For real.
And been asked. Man, why pick all the trash skills? Man, I thought I was doing something.
I thought I was gonna turn into a badass. I thought the chips gonna fall in my favor and everything was gonna work my way.
Like him.
Bruh, that's what makes it such a feel good, because it's like everything seems to work out for him, but it ain't like he going through no struggles and hardships. Like, he going through, like, his challenges and shit, but he ain't having to like watch his people die in front of him just to like, I gotta get stronger and ascend so that I can take out this guy. It's like, man, he just getting on the game. Hey man, this new update just hit. What is it? Okay, bows are now powerful now. Oh shit, so everybody using bows now because they saw my ass work this motherfucker with it. Oh, y'all some motherfucking followers, cuz y'all all my sons, really. But he's still humble about it. He like, it's good for the game. You know what I'm saying? I'm happy to see more bow users in here.
But somehow top player.
Bruh, that's what's so funny about that. Like,
he was hitting them niggas in the neck. Like,
yeah, bro, like he was going crazy. My boy said, I'm gonna start this game, I'm gonna be a loner, I ain't gonna have to worry with nobody. I'm gonna just play the game at my own pace. All that shit went out the window. Them gay dudes like, man, fuck that shit. Have him meet these people, and he gonna join the guild on his first fucking day there. He joined a guild with these folks, and now he got people he play with. And then, like, the first thing was, like, I think it was, like, I forgot what it was exactly. I think it was, like, something to do with, like, potions and shit. And then he started making his own potions and shit. And then it was something that happened.
Vending machine.
Yeah, and put him in a vending machine. They were like, damn, this shit better than, the shit they selling at, the Craftsman's and shit.
The NPC stopped selling it.
That's what happened. It was like the first update they made NPC stop selling potions, so people were like didn't know where to get potions and shit no more. But luckily for him, he acquired the skills, like them skills that people wasn't looking at, the skills that people thought wasn't gonna be good, they were trash. He had the motherfuckers and he had been working on them that first day, leveling them up so that he could get to like the next like part of that skill branch. And then lo and behold, this motherfucker is good at making potions. Everybody like, say, who that motherfucker that be making them potions and putting them in the vending machine? When do you get potions from him? This motherfucker got business out the wazoo. That first fucking few days, motherfuckers coming in wanting to buy his shit and bag on cases and shit.
I wish Elder Scrolls was like that.
Oh, I sure was thinking, bro, like, if they made a game where you could, like, actually just have a, like, if you could, like, do shit like that, like, you could, like, say, hey, I just want to be a craftsman in this motherfucker. And you can just home to be a craftsman or a potion thing. You just like add to the ever evolving world in like little small ways like that. I think that should be lit.
But when he made that X bow, I knew it was gonna be up. It was gonna be up after he made the X bow.
No, I knew after he made that food, it was gonna be up. Everybody would come and get some food from that nigga. That boy out there, Chef Sanji with it. Everybody pulling up. Hey, Liz, cuz, what you got over there cooking? Let me get a plate. Come on, man, let me get a plate.
Then he giving it for free, basically. Like, he wasn't even charging.
Oh, he was charging. Oh, he charged the motherfucker. He charged every one of them people. He wasn't doing nothing for free, dog. He was smart. He's a businessman. He's like, oh, dog, y'all gonna have to come off some coin for this.
Then one person, he was like, shit, if you buy the items, I'll do it.
Mm-hmm. That mother, he the GOAT, man. I ain't gonna lie, he the GOAT. That motherfucker made his own potion, started selling them shits. And I think he still be selling this shit. They just don't show it a lot. He make food and everybody be flocking for their food, boy. I'm talking about anyway, he pull up. So a few people he cooked for free though. Like the queen he cooked for free. Her sister he cooked for free.
She fucked the one that be popping up.
Mm-hmm. That boy is hilarious.
Then they were like, oh, he's married.
Yeah, bro, that's funny too. I was about to talk about that. So you know, the first event was the fairy event, and he didn't get no fairy because his crystal broke, but he got the title fairy player. I was like, what the fuck? And that just means every fairy likes him, and they all were like, you see it too. They all flocking to him like, oh man, you're a good guy, man. We like you. It's crazy. This man's so popular in the fairy kingdom, dog. Like every fairy wants to be his fairy. Like all of them, even like the upper echelon top fairies want to be his fairy.
This it's so bad. All the fairies be combined into one.
Shit, yeah. And then after the event, because the event for the fairy for the fairies was like whoever's at the top would I think I forgot what it was. The thing was like you either get the fairy queen or like you can have her come out and she'll bestow like a power to you, but.
Mm-hmm.
She came out for him, and he ended up fighting her, kicked her ass, cause he
fought old buddy first.
He outsmarted her with every ability he had.
Mm-hmm. But see, she beat old buddy first, the one she came from. That's why she had some dog ears, cause she came from that dog.
Yeah, that fairy dog that old buddy had that won the tournament. And she was like, I'll never submit to you. You can't, you ain't shit. You are cruel. And then she beat his ass.
Beat the brakes off of because he kept trying to get up. You think he thought he was the main character? He thought he was the main character, legitly.
No, brother, you are MOB. Sit down, stay in your place.
you an NPC.
Nah, he was a real player, but yeah, he got that NPC treatment.
Yep.
Got put to sleep 29 times. She beat that man 29 times.
Cause I ain't gonna lie, if she would have flirted with me like she was flirting with him, yeah, I would have been like, yeah, you my wife, yeah. There's some rules we gonna have.
Mm-hmm. For sure that. But yeah, so like, all the fairy players came up at the end of the tournament, and she announced the end of it when she came back, and you know, she had gave all of them a fairy but him, cause she wanted. To, I guess, test his ability, or she saw how friendly he was with all the fairies and how good he was to all the fairies. So, like, either way, they ended up, like, she was like, I want to fight you just to see how good you are. So, they ended up fighting, and shit, like, when I tell you he outsmarted the shit, like, I ain't gonna say outsmart the fuck out of her, but, like, he played her ass. Like, I'm talking about he used all his abilities correctly. He wasn't going. And everybody thinking, shit, what he gonna be able to do? He using a bow, bro. He a bow user. He can't do anything. Boy, they saw it all firsthand, live stream. Even the devs saw it. They like, damn, he good. Just keep throwing shit his way.
His way. Scare my ass.
My man, goddammit. We gonna make sure everything go good for him. That motherfucker there is good. He took trash shit and made it great. This man can make dirt and turn it into diamonds.
You can use him as a mascot and make money.
Boy, what? They over there shaking their hands, rubbing their hands like Birdman. Like, oh, we finna make so much money from him, boy.
Look, all the bows gonna be shit, but he is.
We gonna make him the best shit. Everything. Make sure it drop right in front of him so he can get it. So, yeah, he fought her, beat her. She realized, like, damn, I got beat shamelessly. So then she ended up, she couldn't give him a fairy right then. So then she ended up giving him that ring. And what was so funny about it, bro, like, she started liking him right then and there. She was like,
he already had the ring. He got the ring from the cave. Remember they?
Oh, yeah, because he collected them things. All them, them little, whatever it was. And then when he got all them little, I guess it was like, damn, what would you call those things? Some little crystals. I forgot what them things was, but like after he collected all them crystals, she had gave him that. He had that ring because he found it somewhere. I forgot it was in that cave as a treasure, right? So he had found that. He had gathered all them crystals into his crystal, and then she took that crystal and imbued it into that ring. And then that ring gave him a special power that he can use anytime, like if he need to get out of a pinch. And then
Final Fantasy.
Yeah. And then she told him all that. And then she was like, now give me your hand. And she would try to put that bitch all like she was proposing to his ass. He was like, what you doing? He would try his hardest not to get that. He's like, no, you're not gonna put that ring on my finger for these people to see it. No. She got that bitch on there, boy. Like, now you're my husband. And he just like, why? I didn't want to be in the spotlight. Why did this happen to me?
Now he gotta get on the game every day.
Mm-hmm. You gotta go check on your wife, buddy.
Did you notice in the intro, like they show him like going to work and like meeting the other players that he's interacting with?
I did see that, but I didn't know who them people was he was interacting with.
You can tell by their mannerisms.
Yeah.
Like, the dude on the train, that's the dude with the red hair. There was a dude that walked across him when he was sleeping on the bench. That's the the other guy,
the mm-hmm.
Hey, can I have your spot? You get my spot.
I'm gonna have to go back and look at that just to see them. But yeah, from that point on, everything just started going his way. Everything was going right for him. He make his own armor. He make his own goddamn weapons. He upgrade his weapons for situations that they call for. Like, he do everything, bro, on his own.
I would love to see him in Jump Force, even though he ain't a Shonen Jump person. I would love him to be like a special person in there.
Yeah. That would be a good crossover.
Put him in Sun Rock. Yeah.
Put him in Fortnite. I love to see that. But yeah, my boy, like it's up and up for him after that happened. But I ain't gonna lie, his damn power in that ring, that shit takes so damn long. He gotta recite like a 2-page essay just for that bitch to activate.
Final Fantasy. When you summon someone,
that shit is not practice. Fuck that. He used it once when he went into that dungeon and got all the way to the bottom by himself. And he sealed that damn soldier.
Yeah.
That was the only time he used in the actual combat. And that shit took too damn long. I was like, bro, if you don't skip some of this shit, go straight to the last verse. Hey, so you can seal this motherfucker away.
I be feeling bad for them damn bears. Like, them bears ain't do nothing to nobody.
Mm-hmm.
They getting their ass beat every day for testing.
Mm-hmm. All the time. Yeah, what else happened after that? Well, you know, at this point, what happened? He went to the Fairy Kingdom, met the queen. He was at an inn and had fun. He met another fairy that's well renowned. It's a bear. It's like his name, like Wild Hair Zeton or something like that. They went on a mission together to save this noble's daughter. And they save her. She was a Fenrir, big ass wolf. So they save her. And then he go back. While Zeton and the Fenrir, they end up dating because he made a joke about, hey, you remember you said you wanted a woman as pretty as mine? Because the queen showed up in his room one day with that morning he woke up and was in his bed. And then they walked in on him and they were like, whoo, look at you. Got the ladies in here. So he set while Zeton up with that wolf chick. And she actually was liking him. She was like, oh my God, I'm blushing. Don't tell him that. And then he like, I don't know what to say. He like, yeah, now I got your ass back, Hope, for making that joke. So he done set them up in their thing now. And then he leave and he get an announcement from the game devs. And they say that this next event's gonna come up. But after that, something else pop up and it was talking about something he did previously. Oh, the adventurers cleared the dungeon, And if you want to like have a chance at these certain rewards, because we couldn't give awards to everybody, you can participate in this tournament. And he looked at that thing and he like, it was like
a little with the Power Rangers.
Yeah, he was with Power Rangers. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
That was funny too, bro. I was like, ain't no way these motherfuckers really made the Power Rangers in this motherfucker.
Hey, I wouldn't have mind seeing them again. I'm not even gonna lie. I wouldn't mind seeing them again. It was cool.
Pretty sure we will. I'm pretty sure we will. That shit was so funny. I'm like, this man going into the dungeon with the Power Rangers. What they really called themselves? They said, like, they said, what was their name? They weren't the Power Rangers. They were like something else. It was something ball and it was stupid.
The Sent something. Freedom Fighters. It was something long. Something.
It was, but I hollered at that too because it was funny.
He just going along with it. He put them on game though.
He did. He got them right. And then, you know, but when that thing told him about the tournament, it was like, you can choose to participate in this tournament. He asked with a smile on his face. He was like, yeah, no. He hit that button so hard. And they were like, what? And then the thing just closed out on him. And then he walked around this corner and then lo and behold, he run into something that's dropped at his feet by the desk again. It's a fucking baby dragon out here crying.
Damn. See, I ain't seen like, that.
Bro. I was like, bro, ain't no way this motherfucker, he denied his time for weapons in the tournament, but he gets something even better. That's always what happened to him. He like, no, I don't want to do this. I don't want to be in the spotlight. And then something better drop right under him.
Basically, he get the DLC before it drops. He's like the beta tester.
Yeah. I was like, damn, dog. So you denied that, but you just got this dragon out of nowhere, too. I can't wait to see where this goes.
Yeah, me either. Now I'm start back watching that. Now I'm watching Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah, Shangri-La Frontier.
Yeah, it's I like that, too. That one's pretty cool, too.
Yeah, I like that one, too, boy. That's my one I watch after I watch Kingdom of the Ruin.
The English version is good too.
Oh, I'm surprised. So, where are you in Shangri-La? What do you like about it so far?
just the, I guess, comedy. The comedy of it, and the him going to the Vorpal Kingdom.
Oh yeah.
Anytime he goes there. It's always something, you know, hype about it. Because his last time he went, he was training.
Mm-hmm.
He's training against that damn wood mage or whatever.
Ooh, yeah, that level 120 wood mage. Hang on, they made that thing look like such a badass before he fought it. I was like, ooh, this is going to be a good fight.
Just like the wolf. He was going toe-to-toe with that motherfucker until he bit him.
Hey, he was holding his ground, goddamn. I was like, this motherfucker bad. That's why I said he reminded me of Kirito and Inosuke. I was like, this motherfucker, he gonna talk some shit. He got his mask on, but he got gang sense and he get motherfucking beast.
Yeah, you right. He's like Kirito was supposed to be.
Mm-hmm.
Cause I think in Sword Art Online the first season, he was a beta tester, wasn't he?
Yeah, Kirito was a beta tester, yeah.
So they could have used that, you know what I'm saying? Like, oh, you know, I played this game, so you know, now I'm finna, you know, do your ass in. And then old girl so damn powerful, it don't make no sense.
Bro, that's what I told you. When you said, when you asked me about the person with the cape, I was like, oh, that's old girl character. She's strong as shit.
I was shocked. As hell. Because I'm looking for a girl. I'm like, which girl? And lo and behold, it's a shy motherfucker. Giving out one punch tornadoes.
I'm telling you, taking everybody heads off, taking limbs off.
And then she ain't even got the damn the player killer title.
Mm-mm.
Even though I seen her kill motherfuckers, they dead.
Mm-hmm. But I think it's something. I think it's like. Something you had to do to get that title. I think you had to kill so many people or something that they explained. Because, you know, the the girl, the one that he know from one of his other games, the Pencil Knight, she done killed like thousands, hundreds of people. That motherfucker, like, I think, and then her level, she maxed out too. Her level like 99. And he was still like dodging her shit and still like throwing down her ass. I'm like, bruh, just imagine this nigga get maxed out. Ain't nobody gonna be fucking with him. Ain't nobody gonna fuck with that man.
And then he really being whole right now because he got that collar on. So his ass are fucked up. And he got the bite. His stats were fucked up more.
Motherfucker, and still throwing down with niggas. Like, how do you do this, sir? Like, there's no way you this badass.
Now, if they didn't show him, you know what I'm saying, in the bed playing the game, I would have thought he was up moving around. You know what I'm saying? That's why his reflex is good. So you telling me a motherfucker laying in the bed, barely moving, got reflexes like that? That's crazy.
Damn, brain firing off like a motherfucker. Fuck you talking about?
And nigga unlocked 50% of his brain
while laying down asleep in the VR. That boy, he good.
Hands twitching like a motherfucker.
He got that damn, what is it, Bruce Lee or Jet Lee? He got that Bruce Lee Jet Lee twitch, goddamn. he on 10 with it.
In real life, yeah. Having seizures and shit.
But yeah, man, he got that damn collar on and he fought that wood mage and then he finally beat it because he pretty much knocked his staff away from him and realized, hey, you can't do shit if you ain't got your staff in your hand. So he got his staff away from him. Cause his moveset started getting like faster and he started like changing it up a lot. And he was like, damn, I can't keep doing this cause I'm gonna end up, you know, getting fucking killed and it's gonna wear me down. So he was like, shit, how am I gonna like slow this shit down? And slow his attacks down cause they getting faster and faster. He like adapted to my movements. So then he realized I need to get that fucking staff out of his hand. So he closed in on him cause he almost gave up. He almost let him kill him. But he was like, who would I be if I let this motherfucker kill me? Fuck that. I'm gonna get this shit, cuz. That motherfucker just came through on his, like, on his God movement, on his God tier shit. I'm talking about moving, running on his vine, his twigs and shit. Getting close to him, get this shit out of his hand, then taking it, run with it, boy. Like, hey, you ain't use this bitch no more. That motherfucker, Wood Mage, went on a rage when that nigga knocked his staff out of his hand. He was like a damn crying ass infant when that staff went out his hand. He was trying to kill that motherfucker to get that staff back. And then he ended up surviving, thankfully. And the old buddy, what's his name? I think it's like Viz or something like that. The Don Rabbit. Like, all right, man, survive. So I'm gonna go on kill him for you. He knocked his ass out and ended him. So he's like, all right, now I can take that call off for you. He took the call off of him. But, you know, at first I was thinking when he took the call off, he was going to maybe get back all of that XP that he didn't receive because of the... Nah, hell no. That nigga didn't get none of that shit back. All that shit was still half. I was like, damn, boy, I'm hurt for you. You don't get none of that XP. But yeah, I forgot what's about to happen next. It's something finna happen between him... the Pencil Knight and one of his other friends that he played games with. They all about to come together to do something. Yeah, but I don't know what it is exactly. I think that's where we at now in the anime. Because they were talking about it.
They supposed to meet up one more time in the other game.
Yeah, so he can discuss so the Pencil Knight can discuss what he want, what's his objective in this game, what he's trying to do. Because you know everybody's still after him for finding out that a secret event.
Yep, and
trying to figure out like how he got that purple bunny, and how they unlocked that shit. So everybody got a hit out of his ass.
And not to mention that his friends, they some glitch motherfuckers too. You know what I'm saying? They ain't no regular smuggler. They some legit motherfuckers too.
They with the shit. You saw how Pencil was fighting that motherfucker. That motherfucker nice.
So we gonna see what the other dude like. And he beat dude.
Yeah. I was like, I'm ready to see this shit. I think the other dude, probably the female that we saw with him, the one with the blonde hair, the brown skin one, that might be the other dude.
Yeah.
Cause it's only three of them. So, and that's the other two. That'd be his two friends plus the girl that like him. Because I think they show them four in, like, the intro.
I ain't seen no other meme.
Yeah, I ain't seen nobody else. So I think that's
his own faction. He ain't seem like a following type. He might got his own little faction.
He not at all. But I'm enjoying Shangri-La. It's a really good anime.
Yeah, it's a gem. Definitely a gem.
Yeah. What honestly, I probably put it a cut above Sword Art Online.
Yeah, that one in certain players MMO.
Yeah, that shit just good. I can't say nothing but good things about that damn. That shit's such a fucking good, relaxing, feel good anime. Oh my god, so good.
All right, that's gonna wrap it up for today's episode, guys. We want to thank you guys for tuning in to today's episode. As always, we appreciate you guys taking time out of your busy schedules to sit down and join us on our podcast. Your support means everything to us. Until next time, stay geeky.
Don't forget to give this podcast 5 stars on Apple Podcasts and like and share with your friends who also like to geek out. If you want to further support us and get more content, go to our Patreon. We also have a GoFundMe page. And we would like y'all to help us get the best quality equipment so we can give you the best experience. Follow us on our socials. Our TikTok is Geek Out with DJ X Trip, and our Instagram and Facebook is the same name, which is Geek Out with DJ and Trip. Doing so will help us grow and become the number one podcast in the country, baby.